I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's do your Lions boost.
But by the way, yesterday, that huge boost with the Isles winning over the Flyers and over 5.5 goals at plus 360 hit. I put a little sprinkle on that, not too much. That was a great boost, and it was a winner. Today, it's back to the NBA. The Bucks winning and Giannis scoring 30 or more points was at plus 140. It has been boosted to plus 145. The Bucks hosting the Grizzlies tonight, laying 6.5 points. You on this or no?
No, because my best bet is the Grizzlies and the points. And I know that I can still win the spread bet. And if the Bucks win but don't cover, I can win both of these. But I feel like that is a very narrow road that I would have to stay on. So I am staying away because I do like the Grizzlies and the points.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than watching a game and having to hit a couple bets on opposite sides. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's definitely possible, but it makes it less enjoyable for me as a bettor. So I'm like you. I'm staying away from that one because I like your bet. We're both on the NBA tonight, and I would take the Grizz too. So this is a stay away for me. Let's find out who we have the most faith in today, my friend.
Today's best bets.
Now, last night, I was on my trend of fading bad hockey teams. I had the Stars and the puck line over the Canadiens. They lost outright. That was a bad pick. Chelsea carried the load with a successful college basketball pick. So let's try and go 2-0 tonight, Chelsea. Where are you going?
Yeah, let's head to the NBA where I will be taking the points with the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are red hot right now, and I get that the Bucks are a good team, but 6.5 points to the Grizzlies right now, especially a Grizzlies team that has been incredible as underdogs this season. 13 and 7 straight up as underdogs this season, and they're getting 6.5 points. Yeah, give me, especially because the Bucks are still probably without Drew Holiday. He is questionable for this one, and obviously I'm kind of banking on that when I'm making this bet. But Milwaukee has been terrible against the spread at home, just 8-14 ATS this season when playing in Milwaukee. And like I said, Memphis is really hot, 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games, 12-1 straight up in their last 13, and a perfect 6-0 against the spread in their last 6 games on the road. So I think this Memphis team is still hot. I'll take the points, 6.5 against the Bucks.
Ooh, I like that pick. Chelsea, I'm also sticking with the NBA. I thought about my hockey pick, but as I said earlier, I'm laying the points with the Cavaliers tonight in Chicago. That line opened at Cavaliers minus 1.5. I took it on the money line at minus 120, but it's already being bet up. So now the money line is what, minus 155. So I'm going to play officially Cavs minus 2.5 money already this morning coming in on Cleveland. It's easy to see why. Bulls have lost 4 straight. They've been without Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball. Doesn't look like they're going to play tonight. Alex Caruso could return. He definitely helps on defense. But the Cavaliers are trending in a much better and different direction. They won five straight. They're the best covering team in the NBA at 29-13-3. Give me the Cavaliers minus 2.5 in Chicago.
Oh, I've already bet that one. I bet it during the break because this line is moving quickly. Yep. Like you said, on the money line, that price has already moved. And just looking at the last time, the Bulls were pretty, you know, big underdogs. I guess it would be big underdogs. It was against the Grizzlies. They were 8.5-point underdogs, getting 8.5 points, and they still did not cover. So I have questions about this Bulls team, and you're right. The Cavs are one of the hotter teams against the spread in the entire NBA. So let's ask the Magic 8-Ball what he thinks, because, you know, he's the expert on this show. All right, so Magic 8-Ball, let's shake you up, see what you have to say about the Cavs. Don't count on it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
That piece of crap. Okay. I have a love-hate affair with the 8-Ball. Okay, fine. Don't count on it. Don't bank on it, whatever he said. What about your bet?
All right, so let's look at the Grizzlies getting 6.5 points. Magic 8-Ball, do we like it? Better not tell you now. Well, this is a live show, so once again, you will tell us now. So what do you think? The answer is very doubtful.
Oh, Debbie Downer today, huh? Ah, whatever. Chelsea... I don't want to make you feel even worse about your bet. Maybe this will make you feel better. The 8-Ball's against you. Guess who else is against you? The Donkster. He's downstairs where he belongs in his little pen. It's time now for your BetQL 5-star best bet for insight, analysis, historical trends, and more. 5-star best bets. Download the BetQL app. There are 3 5-star best bets in the NBA. By the way, if you're watching me on Twitch, I just went 3 and put up a 5. I'm real smart.
Nice.
Yeah. There are 3 best bets. Okay. So, well timed. One of the best bets from the Donkster is the Bucks minus 6.5. The Donkster says what? What is that? Huh? Ooh? No? Okay. Well, I can only wait for a sound for so long. Run out of time. The BetQL model and the Donkster says it's Bucks minus 11.5. I don't get it. Like you were talking about, Chelsea, the Grizz are 15-5 against the spread on the road. The Bucks are 8-14 against the spread at home. That's tied for fourth worst. So the Donkster says, of course, Milwaukee's the play. Can I get some oats?
Do donkeys eat oats? I guess they do, because that's like what horses eat. But listen, yeah. The donkey was on IUPUI last night. Getting 33 points against Ohio State. Guess how many points IUPUI scored in totality? 37. They lost by like 50 points. So I am expecting another bad bet from the Donkster, and it doesn't take away any of my confidence at all that BetQL is going against me. I don't care.
I think that means you're on the right side. Couple other five-star best bets in the NBA. Sixers laying 11.5 against the Magic, and the Heat laying 8.5 against the Blazers. Of course, all chalk plays.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.